Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Dattani Talk Stuff, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're in the middle of Gemara Tanis, fascinating teachings throughout the Talmud, obviously, but of course here in Tanis, a lot of agadic teachings, a lot of agadic sayings, and a lot of agadic stories and the like, very fascinating Gemaras. No difference with today as well. So here on 8a, the Gemara says that Ravami said, what is the meaning of that which is written? If the snake bites because it was not charmed, and this comes from Koheles, then the master of speech has no advantage, the notes point out. A snake charmer, as Rashi points out, who is capable of preventing a snake from biting people, gains nothing from failing to exercise his power. Similarly, a religious leader derives no benefit from maintaining his silence and failing to offer guidance to his people when they stumble in sin. So this verse, what is homiletically, what can it teach us? It means if you see a generation in which the sky is rust-colored like copper, fulfilling the verse from Devarim, and your heavens that are over your head shall be copper, Maharsha points it in the notes, meaning rust-colored, an allegorical description of the degree to which the sky resembles copper and that it does not produce precipitation, or that the sky is like something that became rusty, not in use, as Tosos point out. So homiletically, this is when the generation, what does it mean? That it's failing to precipitate. Dew and rain, excuse my stumbles, it is because the generation is lacking in people who speak soft utterances, they do not pray. Prayer is recited softly, as pointed out from Brachos in the notes. What is the remedy? They should go to one who knows how to speak softly, to pray, as it is written elsewhere, his colleagues should speak and pray on his behalf. The idea being that people don't pray enough, people don't speak enough, people don't engage with Hashem enough. We, of course, have to daven 3 times a day, but that's not to say that we can't go about our way and speak to Hashem along the way anytime throughout the day. Hashem is always open to us. Hashem always wants to hear from us, whether we're frustrated or angry or upset or challenged. Hashem is always there to listen to us like a parent. Hashem is the parent. But I'd like to suggest another interpretation. Talking here, the Gemara is talking about speaking softly. Unfortunately, especially nowadays, through the pandemic and beyond, and even in recent years, people have been speaking so difficultly, so harshly, so antagonistically to one another. How often do people speak softly and respect one another, whether they're a liberal or a Republican, whether they're conservative or a Democrat, and I'm not talking politics, but even in viewpoints in life, when people don't respect one another, people don't agree with one another, for some reason, especially during the pandemic, everyone gets a little crazy and it becomes all-out war, whether verbal war or physically, people lighting up the streets, breaking houses, breaking buildings, destroying property. Crazy. What happened to the idea of speaking softly? I might not agree with you. I might not like your viewpoint. I might not understand how you could think of such a viewpoint, but I could still love you as a fellow human being. I could still talk to you and accept you and disagree. We make the massive mistake of hating people instead of hating their deeds or disagreeing with their viewpoints. As the article points out in the Vidoy, in the notes in the back on Yom Kippur, which I often reference, we make the awful error of hating people, their fundamental essence, as opposed to just disagreeing with their viewpoints. Yes, I might vastly disagree with your policy on X, Y, or Z. It doesn't mean I have to hate you. It means that we could politely disagree. What happened to speaking softly? And if someone antagonizes you, someone attacks you, you know what the best defense is? You know what the best thing to do is to either be silent or to respond softly. When someone is antagonizing you, bullying you, trying to attack you, trying to get a rise out of you, I have personal experience with this, especially dealing in different schools with very horrible administration, or just in life dealing with bullying people, bullying behavior, or bullying around me. What is the best response? The best response is not to respond or to respond softly. How could you do this? What is you doing? What's the matter with you? How could you do this? I asked you to do X, Y, and Z. I am so sorry that you feel that way. I am so sorry that it made you so upset. How can we remedy this? How can we move forward? That'll stop them right in their tracks. When a generation doesn't know how to speak softly, something is very wrong. And in no generation is this more present, in my opinion, than now. currently now, people are so harsh against each other, so verbally aggressive and abusive with one another. You can't have a single session in Parliament, in Knesset, in the Congress, or in the Senate, or even in the White House, or even abroad. You can't have it without people fighting against each other, not letting each other speak, and being at each other's throats. In a generation where we don't know how to talk nicely to one another, we can't respect one another, we can't have ahavat chinam, then we might not be deserving of the Beit HaMikdash, chas v'shalom. I believe the Chavetz Chaim or commentators say, you want to have the Beit HaMikdash, we have to counteract sinat chinam. In every generation that the Beit HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's as if it was destroyed again, the Talmud points out. And one of the reasons the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, besides for the big three, the other one was because of sinat chinam. So if it hasn't been rebuilt yet, that means sinat chinam is still a problem. Baseless hatred is a problem. People talking against one another, being harsh against one another, using nasty language, nasty tone, nasty harshness is still a problem. The solution, and this is not my solution, the commentators, I believe the Chavetz Chaim already said this years ago, the solution is ahavat chinam, baselessly loving one another just for the fact that we have Tzelem Elokim and that we're divine beings given to life by Hashem. The solution is speaking softly. The solution is talking nicely, loving one another. Disagreeing is okay, but not fighting each other to the neck, to the breaking point, to the edge. The Gemara here talks about you need to speak softly. You can't speak softly. Go find someone who could teach you how to speak softly. I'm no expert, but the sages, the Rabbanim, the Gedolei Ador, the leaders of the generation, they know how to speak softly. People might not have liked their viewpoints, but they knew how to respond in kind or how to talk softly. In a generation that they don't speak softly, you got to figure out and find someone who knows how to speak softly. And that is my humble request, my humble interpretation here in this piece of Gemara today on the TTD. Not only that we should always dive into Hashem and talk to Hashem, but we need to figure out how to speak softly, to have real avat chinam, and counteract the sin of chinam, the raging amount of argument and disagreement, whether vaccine related or not, whether political or not, whether religious or not, whether any related aspect of the world or not. You can disagree, but it doesn't mean you have to hate. You can agree to disagree. We had a doctor visit recently, and the doctor said X and didn't agree with us, and they said, even though I don't agree with you, I still love you as my patient. And that's a wonderful thing. I might not agree with you about everything, but we still love each other as a human being. Respectfully disagree, speak softly, and then carry a big stick. Teddy Roosevelt used to say, Lahavdil, you want to have your agenda, you want to be a strong person? Okay, but speak softly. That could be the solution to finally bring the Beit HaMikdash, finally bring Mashiach, speedily in our days, maybe today. And it all starts with you. It all starts with us speaking softly, respecting everyone, loving everyone around you. And maybe finally the Geula can come. Join us next time as we talk Tanis 9 here on the TTD.